At Clyde Warren Park, the city's newest attraction, folks lined up in front of the food trucks. Others tried finding some shade to sit under. Paula Ballard was there visiting with her friend.
The heat? I'm from Florida. I live in Florida. This is fine. I'm good. And it's beautiful. Why would that? No. Weather will not keep me inside.
Meteorologist Dennis Cavanaugh with the National Weather Service said North Texans can expect a break from the extreme heat. A weak front moving through the area is expected to drop temperatures just a bit.
I can't say it's going to be cool, but the temperatures will slowly cool off in terms of highs throughout the weekend. Expecting highs in the upper 90s for Saturday, and then in the mid to lower 90s for Sunday.
That's a relief for Dylan Stewart, a UT Arlington student who's been collecting surveys outside all week.
I'm ecstatic. I did not even know. I just knew that was going to be in the hundreds today.
Stewart's work for the Urban Design Center in Arlington often takes him outside, so he knows what to expect of Texas summers.
Usually you get used to it. Just try to stay out of the sun as much as you can. You just kind of follow where the sun goes, and you just follow the shadows of the trees out here.
Landscape worker Lee Aguilar also knows about the dangers of working outside, so he takes necessary precautions whenever he can.
They tell us to be safe because, you know the heat, you know your limits. So about every 45 minutes, you take a water break, cool down.
Cavanaugh with the Weather Service said big upper-level high pressures usually keep the area pretty hot during the summers. But that system is staying over the western side of the country for now.
We're going to be on the eastern side of that, which is cool, the cooler side. So our highs for early next week are only in the upper 80s to lower 90s, which is really nice, actually.
Some might say that's just in time for the upcoming 4th of July holiday. Stella Chavez, KERA News.